Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. For the answering of the questions, I would begin to give the word to the Netherlands. Netherlands, you have the word.
Thanks a lot, and thanks to all the members of the Committee on the Rights of the Child for the valuable questions of yesterday and everything we spoke about. I'm looking forward to continuing the valuable exchange of views that we started. And like yesterday, we will make every effort to provide adequate answers to all of your questions. However, given the limited amount of time, we will provide answers to some of your questions in writing. I would like to talk about two different topics, first about prevention and second about mental health. First, about the question about basic health and welfare and prevention, about overweight and obesity. In reply to Mr. Gudbrandsen, I would like to say that ensuring and improving the health of all children is of great importance. Therefore, all children in the Netherlands have access to medically necessary care, regardless of age or origin of the children. To further promote and improve the health of children, 70 civil society organizations signed the National Prevention Agreement in 2018. The aim of the NPA is to improve public health by reducing smoking, overweight, and problematic alcohol consumption, with special attention for children from lower income groups. Some results of the National Prevention Agreement so far are that 49% of the municipalities were a young people on healthy weight municipality in 2020. And 30 municipalities have started a comprehensive approach for overweight and obese children. And almost 50% of schools have a healthy school canteen. Results at municipality level show that the percentage of overweight and obesity among children in lower income neighborhoods is decreasing. The activities in the National Prevention Agreement to reduce overweight and obesity in children will be continued. Next is about pollution and about what we do to tackle this. The Dutch government works together with all provinces and about 90 municipalities in the Clean Air Agreement. The goal of this agreement is a permanent improvement in air quality. More precisely, the set goal is to achieve 50% health improvement by 2030 compared to 2016 for domestic sources of pollution. We work on a plan for sensitive groups, such as children, and the plan is expected in 2022. Furthermore, this year, a pilot will take place exploring an additional area-oriented approach for most exposed areas, which are subject to the biggest negative health effects. And then about breastfeeding. What have been the steps to taken to increase the breastfeeding? I would like to answer that in the Netherlands, breastfeeding is considered to be an individual choice of women. The ministry gives subsidy to the nutrition center. The nutrition center provides information about breastfeeding to parents and professionals. And if women decide to breastfeed, they are supported by youth healthcare and by maternity help. Additionally, several breastfeeding initiatives exist in the Netherlands, such as the National Breastfeeding Week, Breastfeeding Friendly Municipalities, and the National Breastfeeding Council. Then the second category of answers and questions about mental health. The question for Mr. Gudbrandsen was about the satisfaction among young people, high life satisfaction, but 20% have mental illness. And how do we look to this? Well, children in the Netherlands belong indeed among the most happiest in the world. At the same time, 1 in 7 young people are in youth care. Fortunately, most young people are doing well at the moment. Unfortunately, some children are not doing great. During the past 2 years, the COVID pandemic has underlined the serious challenges some children in the Netherlands still face due to a lack of social contacts and perspective. That's why the Dutch government put into place a recovery and perspective for young people action plan to mitigate the negative effects of the COVID pandemic in the short term as much as possible. However, concerns about the mental welfare of young people also existed pre-COVID, as reflected, for instance, in the UNICEF study entitled Happiness Under Pressure. To ensure effective involvement of young people in this process, we are now establishing a youth panel on mental health that will focus on policy making in the field of mental welfare. And now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Koning of the Ministry of Education, Culture and Science.
Thank you very much. And thank you to the committee.